What's up, everybody? Matt Gajewski here, back again with the Osmo DFS channel. Today we are talking week six USFL DFS picks. We're 5 weeks into the season. It's been chaos, but it's been a lot of fun and really profitable if you're following the projections and the analysis. Before we get started today, make sure to hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all other content goes live. We're also brought to you today by Prize Picks. And if you've never heard of Prize Picks, they're daily prop-based contests where you can make five-player lineups and make up to 10 extra entry fee on those lineups. And better yet, we have a deal for you. If you use the promo code AWESOMO, yes, just AWESOMO, you'll see it in the banner below, you can get a first match deposit bonus up to $100. So make sure to check out Prize Picks, and they even have some content for USFL. So let's get right into this with some of the best DFS plays. We like to talk quarterbacks first, and usually with that, we talk about stacks. But the player I want to highlight today is DeAndre Johnson of the New Jersey Generals. Johnson recently took over the full starting job, and that's come with some pretty solid performances. He leads the league in yards per attempt, and he's extremely mobile. When you look at what DeAndre Johnson has been able to do on the ground alone, this is a guy that has double-digit carries in every single game this year. So this New Jersey offense is going to be the run-heaviest team in the league. I think it's completely fine to play DeAndre Johnson by himself, and he's very affordable at 8,400, one of the cheaper starting quarterbacks we'll look at. He's one of my favorite plays overall. If you do want to stack, it's probably with Kevontae Turpin. Behind him, for Birmingham, yes, the undefeated Birmingham Stallions, we tried to trot out Alex Magoo, or I guess I should say the Stallions tried to trot out Alex Magoo. It didn't go well. They end up benching him and putting Jamar Smith back in, who's been one of the better signal callers himself in this league. And when you look at Smith, we like that he's mobile. Prior to the Alex Magoo experiment, we had Jamar Smith carrying the ball eight times in back-to-back games. This is a team that's going to use design rushing attempts either way. They also had Alex Magoo rush the ball nine times and four times before he was benched with very little success. But they're also one of the more efficient teams. So stacking Jamar Smith is very much an option here. He's a little bit more expensive, as is the preferred stacking option in Victor Bolden, who's 10.6K. But Bolden leads the league in targets. You're getting a ton of opportunities for this guy, and it is worthwhile compared to what you're paying for some of the other players. There's very cheap options across the board. There's also Marlon Williams and Osiris Mitchell, who are pretty solid options here to stack as well. And a couple other just quick mentions. You have Kyle Sloter at 11K. That team, the New Orleans Breakers, is running the most plays in the league. Sloter's not as mobile as Jamar Smith and DeAndre Johnson, but for raw stacking upside, it's certainly there. You have players like Jonathan Adams at 6,100, who's right up there in the top three in terms of total yards. You have Johnny Dixon, who's in the top three for targets. Adams actually has more yards than Dixon, but I think both are completely fine. Adams is a cheap option at 6,100. And then Case Kukas, who's come in for Brian Scott for the Philadelphia Stars, the pass-heaviest team in the league, but they struggle with play volume and efficiency. It's a dink-and-dunk offense, but for cheap options, Kukas is 8.6K, and we lost DeAndre Overton. He's out for this game. That should consolidate targets. They've been using five, six receivers. Bug Howard and Jordan Sewell are really interesting options, and they've become a little more contrarian with some of the struggles the Stars have had. Going to the running back position, we got some big news. It looks like CJ Maribel is not going to play, and he's listed as questionable, but the Birmingham Stallions transferred him to the inactive roster. That's huge. In the last four games, he's had 16, 16, 17, and 23 carries. If he sits, it looks like Bo Scarborough is going to be the player that steps up for most of the work. Scarborough just signed last week, immediately came in and handled seven carries. Tony Brooks-James is just an afterthought at this point. So Scarborough tentatively would be the best running back player on the board if we have news that CJ Maribel is out, and Scarborough just 4K flat. Otherwise, Jordan Ellis, if you're paying up for backs, he's the New Orleans Breakers lead back. He's been phenomenal. He's carried 18, 21, 25, 19, and 12 times. Wouldn't make too much of the 12 carries he saw last week. It looks like based on snaps and routes run, he's still very much the lead back there. You're not really seeing too many players come in. Anthony Jones, he was signed off the street, carried eight times. But again, when games are close, expecting it to be Jordan Ellis. Mark Thompson, he kind of occupies the similar role for Houston. It's just that Houston is a far inferior team overall. they're 1-4, whereas New Orleans, they're 3-2, but they have a high-powered offense. They run a lot of plays. But Thompson's going to carry the ball a lot. And last player to mention here is Darius Victor for New Jersey. Already talked about their quarterback. They also use Trey Williams and Darius Victor. Darius Victor has moved ahead of Trey Williams a little bit. Last week, he played more snaps, ran more routes, and saw a few more carries. Now, he's $5,900, so his price is far more favorable than Trey Williams as well. So comfortable paying down for him. But that'll do it for the USFL Week 6 DFS picks. My name is Matt Gajewski on Twitter, @Matt_Gajewski. Let me know in the comment section who you are targeting this week. Otherwise, thank you for watching, and we'll see you again next time.